Good afternoon. It's 6 minutes past 1 o'clock. With WXPR News, I'm Mackenzie Martin. The Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa have joined the opposition to plans for a natural gas-fired power plant in Superior. Tribal leadership worries the Namaji Trail Energy Center might damage wetlands, contribute to climate change, and promote fracking. The Wisconsin Public Service Commission is currently considering an application from Dairyland Power Cooperative of La Crosse. Dairyland says the plant is needed as it moves away from coal-fired generation. September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, and this week is set aside to focus on the growing issue. Wisconsin suicide rates are the 10th leading cause of deaths for all ages. In Vilas County, as one example, the rate is 21% per 100,000 residents. Heidi Pritzel is a licensed clinical social worker with Ascension Kohler Behavioral Health. She outlines some of the risk factors.
So when we think of risk factors, we think of history of mental illness, maybe a previous attempt of suicide, and even when we look at stats, you know, some of the highest rates are our male population in the age of 45 to 54. And then when we look more at the warning signs, we're looking at any previous suicide attempts, co-occurring depression, moodiness, hopelessness, giving away prized possessions, or even unexplained anger and aggression.
Pritzel says help is available.
Link back with their primary nurse practitioner or doctor. There are some local crisis lines available as well. So we have our Tri-County crisis number, which is available 24/7, and that phone number is 1-888-299-1188. And if somebody doesn't feel comfortable in talking to an individual, there is also our text hope line, which is available 24/7, and that number is 741-741.
Ascension Kohler Behavioral Health is hosting a free showing of the film The Ripple Effect at Nicolet College on September 25th. It's a story of one of the few survivors of suicide who jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge. There will also be a mental health resource fair beginning at 5:30 p.m. before the showing of the film that evening. That fair will profile information and resources available in the community. An original door that had been shut for decades has been rebuilt at the Rhinelander District Library, and the public is invited to see the past come alive again. Ken Kroll reports.
Tuesday at 1 p.m., the Carnegie entrance reopens. The historic entrance was closed in 1984 at the time of the addition to the building. Director Virginia Roberts says the time was right to bring back the entrance.
There's been a little renovation going on so that we can use that new old Carnegie entrance again. The 1984 entrance has had some difficulties for the last, I want to say, 5 or 6 years. It's probably been a little longer. We have some weather issues. It doesn't want to open in the wintertime. It leaks a little bit underneath the door. It's best if we just shut those. But the Carnegie entrance was slated to be renovated at some point, and it just seemed like a really good idea to do it now.
She says the original doors were double wide. The new entrance is single to fit modern needs. Funds were provided by private donation. Additional funds were provided by the Rhinelander Masonic Lodge No. 242 Restore the Door campaign. Originally opened November 1904, the library cornerstone encloses a time capsule from the Masonic Lodge, and the Rhinelander Women's Club stock many of the shelves. The public is welcome. The event is hosted by the Rhinelander District Library, Friends of the Library. Refreshments will be served. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
The complex issue of funding Wisconsin's public schools is the focus of a meeting tomorrow in Minocqua. The League of Women Voters of the Northwoods, with the American Association of University Women, is hosting the meeting at the Minocqua Public Library. League spokesperson Louise Schatz says Dr. John Sample, superintendent of Merrill Schools, and Merrill Schools finance director Brian Dasher will be the presenters. The legislature and governors have wrestled with the funding formula, as the formula works well for some populated districts and less so for rural schools. Schott says Merrill Schools will be an example.
Merrill's school budget is approximately $40 million a year, which is certainly a lot of money. What we're going to be checking on is how is that money spent and what are the needs and what are some things that would be good changes to make so that public education can be delivered in its best possible form.
Schott says they will discuss how schools are financed, where the money goes, and why different schools get different amounts to educate each child. She says they will also discuss the effects vouchers have had on public schools and have Q&A time. The meeting is set for tomorrow from 5:30 until 7 p.m. at the Minocqua Public Library on Menominee Street in Minocqua. With WXPR News, I'm Mackenzie Martin.